Hey everybody, Brian McClanahan here. The woke madness in history education is off the rails. Well, how do we change it? McClanahanacademy.com. And because you listen to this podcast, if you use the coupon code PODCAST at checkout, you get 25% off every day, all day, 365 days a year on every class at McClanahanacademy.com. So go to McClanahanacademy.com, use coupon code PODCAST at checkout, and get a real history education at 25% off. If you like this podcast and you want it without advertisements, head over to patreon.com and become a member of the Brian McClanahan Show. For $10 a month, you get all the podcasts ad-free, including video, and you also get a special Q&A podcast. I'm only going to answer your questions, your listener-generated episodes, through those Q&A. So, head over to patreon.com. Get this podcast ad-free, no ads, not even things like this, and you really do help support the Brian McClanahan Show with really cool stuff on the back end. If you like this podcast, don't forget to follow me on social media. Find me on Twitter, now X, at Brian McClanahan, also on Facebook, at Brian McClanahan, and on YouTube, where you can watch the podcast, at Brian McClanahan. It's a great time. I'd love to see you there. We have a foreign flag in the U.S. House of Representatives? Great! Assault police officers in Oregon? Get your case dismissed. Fly a purely American symbol? On January 6th? Hey, go to jail. That's the unequal justice we're seeing in America. I'll talk about that on this episode of The Brian McClanahan Show.
It's time to think locally and act locally. Welcome to The Brian McClanahan Show.
Welcome back to the Brian McClanahan Show. Glad to be back on the program. Very glad to be here. All right, well, let's talk about a really strange situation developing, of course, with the January 6th situation and some of the defendants there. And, of course, a similar situation which took place just a year earlier in Oregon, where we had a courthouse firebombed, attacked for nights on end by left-wing protesters. And we know there were 90 people arrested there. And quietly, some of that went away. Now, I haven't been able to find the end result of some of this, but we know that there is an uneven application of justice in the United States when it comes to protesters. Also, when you wave a Confederate flag, which is a purely American symbol, that could get you more jail time. But you can go to the House of Representatives, and you can wave the flag of a foreign country in the House of Representatives. And that's seen as heroic. I mean, what the heck is going on here? So let's get into these two things that are happening. This is actually from the Washington Post. The headline is, "Man who attacked police after storming U.S. Capitol with Confederate flag sentenced over 2 years." Now notice, it's not just man who attacked police after storming U.S. Capitol sentenced to over 2 years. Nope. It's man who attacked police with Confederate flag sentenced to over 2 years. Now, the key is, the prosecution wanted this guy to get 12 years in jail, almost entirely because he was waving a Confederate flag when he did this. Now, think back to what was happening there. We've all seen the image of the guy walking through the U.S. Capitol with a Confederate flag and the outrage over that, right? This is a flag of treason, flag of traitors. We know that for years, that flag was in the U.S. Capitol because I'm almost positive. Now, I can't guarantee this, but I'm almost positive some Southerners had that flag in their offices in the Capitol, without question, for years. Without question, it was there. And so what's happening is really interesting in America. If you have an American symbol, which that is, and you go to a protest or something else, I mean, you are instantly going to be seen as someone who needs to be prosecuted more fully than someone who, I don't know, assaults police in Oregon. So let me get into the piece, because the end of it, of course, is revealing. Now, first of all, let me say this about the kid, because he was a kid when this happened. I mean, now he's in his early 20s, but he was 19 years old when this happened. He's from Kentucky. He grew up on an Amish farm. He was Amish. right? So the Amish are now a real problem in America. Domestic terror threat. But grew up on a Kentucky farm, went to the protest, pepper sprayed a police officer, and was eventually arrested for that. Now, that was wrong. I mean, without question, all the rioting and everything else. These are things that we shouldn't be doing. That shouldn't happen. But the heavy-handed tactics from the Department of Justice to go after people, particularly people who just, like the grandma who's walking through the Capitol and really doing nothing. I mean, she's just kind of taking pictures, walking around. And they're going to try to throw her under the jail, right, for this kind of stuff. It's just completely ludicrous. To tar and feather anyone who attended that rally and who might have been there. I mean, this is... It's a real witch hunt. Instigated by the Department of Justice, by the general government, to go after their political enemies. Or their political opponents, I should say. Not really even enemies, but political opponents. That's the problem. They want to destroy their political opponents. They want to make it illegal to oppose them. Whereas the left can do this all day long, and that's just protest. That's just peaceful, but fiery protests. That's done for the cause of right. You know, for example, you have to be locked down during COVID, but not if you're protesting. Then you can go outside and be around a bunch of people. If you're protesting things like, I don't know, George Floyd, I mean, we can do that. But we can't be around each other if we're not protesting, because protesting is more important than stopping the spread. You see, all of this never made sense. And I think a lot of Americans realize that. Not enough. But a lot of Americans realize this, how stupid all of this actually is. It's a naked power grab by the left. They're not saying it openly, but that's exactly what they're doing. So a Kentucky man who stormed the U.S. Capitol while carrying a Confederate battle flag was sentenced on Monday to more than 2 years in prison for pepper spraying two police officers in the face, partially blinding them for hours during the January 6, 2021 riot. Now notice, it's not just that, again, he not just stormed the Capitol, he carried a Confederate battle flag. The prosecution made this a key of their prosecution, key element of their prosecution. Israel Easterday was 19 years old when he joined the mob of Donald Trump supporters in invading the Capitol. He used pepper spray to assault two Capitol police officers who were separately guarding the East Rotunda doors. Chief Judge James Boasberg cited Easterday's youth as a reason for handing down a prison term, 2 years and 6 months, that was over five times lower than the Justice Department initially sentencing recommendation. Now, let me stop there for a second. So the judge says, all right, look, I'm going to give you 2 years and 6 months. The Department of Justice wanted 12 years. Now, let's go back to 2021, because I want to read this story from an Oregon news outlet from 2021. This is March 2nd, 2021. Well, just 2 months, not even 2 months, after what happened at the U.S. Capitol. Federal prosecutors have dismissed more than one-third of cases stemming from last summer's violent protests in downtown Portland, when protesters clashed with federal agents. Another word for federal agents is federal police officers. KGW reviewed federal court records and found 31 of the 90 protest cases have been dismissed by the U.S. Department of Justice, including a mix of misdemeanor and felony charges. Some of the most serious charges dropped include 4 defendants charged with assaulting a federal officer, which is a felony. Go protest in Portland for nights on end, assault police officers, and get your charges dismissed by the Biden Department of Justice. The other thing that happened, this is really, I mean, even this left-wing outlet realizes this. More than half of the dropped charges were dismissed with prejudice, which several former federal prosecutors described as extremely rare. Dismissed with prejudice means the case can't be brought back to court. Now, of course, they're saying, well, we couldn't really prove anything here. We didn't have enough evidence to show that these people were really involved in this, and so we just can't really do anything. The dismissal of protest cases runs counter to the tough talk coming from the U.S. Department of Justice last summer. Billy Williams, then U.S. Attorney for Oregon, vowed there would be consequences for the nightly graffiti, fires, and vandalism outside the Mark O. Hatfield United States Courthouse. Make no mistake, those who commit violence in the name of protest will be investigated, arrested, prosecuted, and face prison time, said Williams in September 2020. This is really interesting because here we have, in Oregon, left-wing protesters who did a whole lot of violence. I mean, it's not just, it is vandalism, it's rioting, it's assaulting police officers. We've all seen the footage. This is federal property, like the U.S. Capitol. It was supposedly the sacred place. So I don't know if the federal courthouse is sacred or not. Maybe it's just a minor temple. The U.S. Capitol is more of a major temple. So we went, the U.S. courthouse, we don't necessarily slaughter calves there, but we do at the U.S. Capitol. So, you know, that's slaughter ox or whatever. I mean, we just don't do that there. We do it the other. So, the two temples are different. Now, Williams, again, is claiming that this was, well, we looked at the evidence case by case. But the piece goes on to say, federal prosecutors rarely handle protest cases, but when Multnomah District Attorney Mike Schmidt passed on most protest cases, saying he was reserving resources for the most serious crimes, the Fed stepped in. Then Attorney General William Barr reportedly instructed federal prosecutors to aggressively pursue protesters deemed violent or destructive. I never made a decision in my career based upon political pressure or institutional pressure, said Williams. So here you have Bill Barr saying, go after these left-wingers. This is the Trump administration. Williams is saying, oh, I'm not going to bend to political pressure. A left-winger, I'm not going to go after my own people. But if they've got a Confederate flag, throw them in the jail. Throw away the key for as long as you can. Throw them under the jail. If it's Granny walking through the Capitol, she deserves to get decades in prison. By summer's end, scores of people would be arrested on various federal charges by agents guarding the federal courthouse in Portland. The names and ages of those arrested were published by the U.S. Department of Justice and U.S. Homeland Security in press releases. Additionally, photos of defendants' belongings, from helmets to gas masks to goggles, were included in court documents. Most of the defendants whose protest cases are still pending have seen their trials delayed, largely because of the pandemic. Those defendants face a mix of felony and misdemeanor charges. Three defendants cut pleas, deals resulting in probation and home detention. Two of the plea agreements required a relatively short prison sentence of 30 days. Bring a Confederate flag, though, and you get 2 years. Several people closely involved with the protest cases, who asked not to be identified, said they expect many more federal charges to be dismissed soon. Laura Appleman, a law professor at Willamette University who is not directly involved in these cases, believes federal prosecutors aren't making decisions based on politics. Rather, she thinks they're considering resources and an already busy caseload. You see? I mean, we don't have the resources to prosecute these left-wing protesters. We don't have it. I mean, this is not there. We got too many cases to deal with, unless you're going to the U.S. Capitol on January 6th, then we have all the time, all the resources. We can drag this out for years. The U.S. Attorney's Office has to go through and very carefully ask, is it worth using our limited time and energy to prosecute each and every of these federal misdemeanors? Well, not if you're going to a left-wing protest, but if you're going to a right-wing protest, sure it is. Definitely worth the time. Definitely worth the resources. Then you have this beautiful last paragraph. Last couple of paragraphs. The most vigorous legal fight laid out by public defenders in lengthy court filings has involved nearly a dozen Portland protesters charged with civil disorder. Defense attorneys argue the obscure law enacted during the 1960s civil rights era is unconstitutional. Ooh. At least 11 of the dismissed federal protest cases were dropped on or after the inauguration of President Joe Biden. At least 11. So, it came after Joe Biden. With a new president and soon a new U.S. attorney in Oregon, it's unclear how these cases will be handled going forward. Like the protests themselves, there will undoubtedly be opposing views. Some will argue by dismissing cases, there's no accountability. while others claim the feds never should have filed protest cases in the first place. And we can't charge these people. It's unconstitutional to do this. We can't go after this. We should have never filed cases for protests. The left in 2021. Let's go back to the left in 2024. The judge said, in this case, with Israel Easterday, who was homeschooled by his mother while living on a family farm, two strikes against you. You were homeschooled and you grew up on a farm. Well, that makes you a violent extremist. He may have not have fully appreciated what was going on there at the Capitol on January 6th or recognized that the Confederate flag is a symbol of rebellion. Rebellion, no. That would imply that the Confederacy was seeking to overthrow the U.S. government. That would be a rebellion. This is what, of course, Lincoln essentially claimed, which was incorrect, as all of the evidence shows. Defiance, yes. Rebellion, no. Insurrection, no. And people have used it to defiantly thumb their nose at federal authority. This is true. Even in 1861, they're thumbing their nose at a foreign power trying to coerce them back into a union they didn't want to be part of. So I guess you could say it is defiance. Insurrection, no. Rebellion, no. January 6th is no less than an intent in an effort to replace by force who our country had voted for, Boesberg said. The mob was there because it hadn't achieved what it wanted to do at the ballot box. Easterly tearfully apologized to the officers whom he assaulted. He said he accepts responsibility for his actions on January 6th and is deeply ashamed of himself. I mean, look, the guy engaging in violence, here's a kid, 19 years old, doing something that, making a bad decision. It's going to haunt him for the rest of his life. But if you did this in Oregon, no charges. Here's a kid who's homeschooled living on a farm. We want 12 years. Again, what's going on in America? Prosecutors initially recommended sentencing Easterday to 12 years and 7 months in prison. 12 years and 7 months. This actually came up before the Supreme Court. Now, I think what could happen, and this is interesting, the Supreme Court is now in looking into some of this stuff. And I think if they rule in a certain direction, we'll know by June, right, when they issue their rulings. You could see some of these things dropped or entirely reduced to next to nothing, even less than 2 years. Because I think that the cat is out of the bag. What these liberal leftist prosecutors are doing is excessive. Based on precedent and just a few years before, they're dropping all these cases. The left is saying, we don't even file protest cases. This is ridiculous. Unless you're a homeschooled farmer. Then, again, and you're carrying a flag that we don't like. While we wave the Ukrainian flag proudly in the U.S. House of Representatives, drop it from the speaker's podium. You can do that all day, but an American symbol? No. During the hearing, a prosecutor advocated for a sentence of 11 years and 3 months to reflect the court's lower calculation of sentencing guidelines. With the 2024 presidential election approaching and many loud voices in the media and online continuing to sow discord and distrust, the potential for a repeat of January 6th looms ominously. The court must sentence Easterday in a manner sufficient to deter him specifically and others generally from going down that road again. Well, the guy's going to be in jail on January 25. And they wanted him to be there for like 3 presidential elections. Think about that. Next 3 presidential elections, the kid would be rotting in jail. Now, he would have been almost 40. Horrible. And again, what's going on here? The left shows their hand. We've got a 2024 presidential. We've got this fear of violence, and this is going to happen again. It looms ominously. If the Democrats had control of the House right now, you would see barricades up around Washington. You'd see riot gear in the hallway again. You'd see all of that stuff. It's all cosplay. It's a great theater because they want to show, oh my gosh, we've got all these radical right-wing Trump supporters ready to take down the government. It's just stupid. A jury convicted Easterday last October of 9 counts, including charges that he assaulted Capitol Police officers Joshua Pollitt and Miguel Acevedo with pepper spray that he acquired from other rioters. Easterday traveled from his home in Bonneville, Kentucky to Washington, D.C. to attend then-President Donald Trump's Stop the Steal rally near the White House on January 6th. A photograph captured Easterday holding a Confederate battle flag after he climbed a tree near the rally site. After marching to the Capitol, Easterday joined other rioters in storming the East Plaza. He waved his flag as he pushed his way through the mob to reach the East Rotunda doors, where he separately attacked the two officers. Pollitt lost consciousness and collapsed in the mob after Easterday sprayed his unprotected face. Once Officer Pollitt regained consciousness, he was terrified how vulnerable he had been, prosecutors wrote. The intense pain and vision loss continued for hours. Again, officers were assaulted in Portland, but that's okay. We just dismissed those charges. I mean, I'm sure those guys were terrified too. I'm sure those guys were terrified of all kinds of nasty things being thrown on them. Human waste. I mean, the double standard here is hilarious in many ways if you think about it. But, nah. I mean, if you're a homeschooled farmer, an Amish homeschooled farmer, well, that's going to be, you know, something that is very, very dangerous. A video shows Easterday smirking just before he sprayed Acevedo. Easterday smirked before deploying the second canister, having observed the effects of his first spray against Officer Pollitt, demonstrates both his callousness towards other human beings and the enjoyment he received from engaging in violence, prosecutors wrote. You don't think that the lefties enjoyed these kind of things too? Pollitt pulled other rioters into the Capitol as he entered the building. He spent roughly 13 minutes inside the Capitol. Easterday, now 23, was arrested in December 2022 in Miami, where his boat was docked for a missionary trip to provide free Bibles to churches in the Bahamas. Well, that makes him a real threat. I mean, here's this kid, homeschooled farmer, going to the Bahamas to provide Bibles. And we need to make sure that we get this kid. December 2022. Swift justice. I mean, look, we're about a year and a half out from that. Took him a year. We can't even figure out. Oh, well, we have all these trials delayed for over a year in Portland. And then a lot of just missed. They got this kid fast, right? I mean, it took them 2 years or over a year to find him. Almost 2 years. And then pretty quick to get him thrown in jail for a couple of years. Prosecutors described the Confederate flag as a symbol of treason, defiance of the law, and insurrection. This is a crux of their argument. Here is a kid. Not only did he pepper spray officers, which, again, he shouldn't have done, but he's waving that Confederate flag. And if he's waving that Confederate flag, well, that means this guy is really, really dangerous because it's insurrection, treason, and defiance of the law. Now, I would seem to think that flying a foreign national flag in the U.S. House of Representatives would not have gone over very well throughout most of American history. In fact, I mean, can you imagine, even back during World War II, U.S. representatives waving a whole bunch of British flags in the House of Representatives? To my knowledge, that never happened. We know that on the House floor, there was discussions in the early federal period of France and Great Britain. But I don't think anybody ever brought a French flag or a British flag into the House of Representatives to wave or any of that. I mean, I don't think that happened. I don't think it happened in the Continental Congress during the war when the French were allies against the British. I've never read anything about the U.S. waving around French flags. They certainly praised the French and song and other things. That did happen. But flags like this, I mean, doing this stuff like this, no. I don't think there's really any evidence of that. But yet here we are in 2024 with the Congress waving these flags while this is a foreign flag, while an American symbol is described in this way. And if you have that American symbol, which millions of Americans have ancestors who, I mean, viewed that flag as part of their life, even if just for 4 years, but then after. No, that's bad news. Easter Day's attorney said he has led an extremely sheltered life at his Amish family's farm in rural Kentucky and didn't fully understand what the flag signifies. I mean, this kid was just stupid. He didn't understand that that flag meant all these horrible things. That's a weak defense. Well, basically what they've done is said, well, you're right about all these things that it means. He just didn't understand that. Instead of saying, it doesn't mean that. It doesn't mean insurrection, treason, anything else, defiance of the law. What law? Now, again, it has been used as a symbol of defiance all over the world, by the way. In fact, there's a symbol or a picture in West Germany when the communist governments were falling of a guy waving a Confederate battle flag. There was one just a few years ago in Poland, same thing. Had a battle flag there. I mean, it's been used all over the world in this way. It's flown in World War II by U.S. soldiers. In all the major wars in the 20th century, in fact, it was used, even in the 21st century, by U.S. soldiers as a, not as a symbol of defiance of the law and insurrection, but as a symbol of pride and military awareness and combat readiness. And this is the silly thing. You've got a bunch of lefties who are now defining through courts what this thing means. Because this is now on the record. And you got this poor kid who, thankfully, the federal judge said, you know, 12 years, that's too long. Being thrown in jail when you've got left-wing protesters who did the same thing, dismissed with prejudice, scot-free. Where is equal justice in America? If you're a homeschooled farmer giving out Bibles, you get prison time. If you're a lefty nut, firebombing, throwing urine and other things on people, and which, of course, that's very dangerous. Spray painting, doing all kinds of things like that, breaking windows at a federal courthouse, nothing. Nothing. Now, again, I haven't seen the final tally. This is a story from 3 years ago. Haven't seen a final tally on how many people were actually thrown in jail and what their prison sentences were. I'd have to go back. I'd have to really go and dig. And maybe the listeners will go out there and do that. They'll find out, you know, what people were sentenced to that were engaged in these things or any, how long the prison terms were. That stuff should be brought up in all of these trials. Okay, look, we had a protest here in Oregon. Police officers were assaulted. Property was destroyed. And these people got nothing. These people got nothing. And yet here we have this. And these people are getting long jail sentences. Unlike other defendants who posted messages on various social media platforms voicing their support for President Trump and otherwise encouraging violent rhetoric, Israel used this trip as an excuse to leave his family farm, which he never did until he was about 16 or 17 years old, his lawyers wrote in a court filing. So it's just the Amish kid getting off the farm. I mean, again, I think he had some pretty bad legal representation here. I mean, they got his sentence reduced, I guess, you know, 10 years off of it, 9 years off of it. The guy's going to be in his early, still in his early 20s when he's released. Otherwise, he would have been in his 30s or 40s. I mean, you think about it. He's 23 if he got 12 years. He would have been 35, but who knows? His life, I mean, 35 years old. missed a whole chunk of his life. I'm sure they wanted this kid in there for 20 years if they could have done it. More than 100 police officers were injured during the January 6th attack. Over 1,350 people have been charged with the Capitol riot-related federal crimes. More than 800 of them have been sentenced, with roughly two-thirds receiving terms of imprisonment ranging from a few days to 22 years. So think about the numbers there. Okay, we had 90 people arrested in Oregon. 90 people. 1,300 people for January 6th. 800 of them have been sentenced. Here we have a third of them very quickly dismissed. And then two-thirds of the people that have been sentenced. So you've got hundreds receiving terms of imprisonment from a few days to 22 years. I would like to know, and again, I just didn't find it, what the longest prison sentence was for the dopes who were firebombing the federal courthouse in Oregon. I mean, if we're going to go after people for protesting, well, then it should be equal, right? I mean, again, rioting is stupid. But if we're going to go after people for doing it, then it doesn't matter if you're on the left or the right, you should be charged. And then you should face equal sentences. You should have equal sentencing in these issues, not unequal sentencing. I mean, if no one is above the law, if justice is blind, if we have a situation where people should face equal penalties for equal crimes, well, then what's happening with the left? We all know the answer to that. We all know the answer to that is that, well, you've got a left-wing Department of Justice right now. They're not going to go after their own. And this comes down to the issue of power and everything else. That's the part of the problem. Okay, so this was shared on social media. I had to comment on it because, I mean, that using the flag, the symbol, as a way to really prosecute people is an issue, right? I mean, it's now codified. It's in a court case. This is what the flag means. And if you wave that flag, well, you could get more prison time for it. So, see you next time on the Brian McClanahan Show. See you then.